During the state's annual Human Trafficking Awareness Day, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor said the state has taken many steps on this crisis, from posting information in high-profile areas to requiring continued education for peace officers and hairstylists.
It is not acceptable for any of us, our children, or our grandchildren, and we all want a better future for them. And together, we will continue to fight modern-day slavery.
But a national group gives Ohio a C grade in its efforts. Democratic Representative Teresa Fetter of Toledo, who has led the charge on this issue for years, says the next move is to require the collection of DNA from people who commit crimes related to paid sexual services, public indecency, and voyeurism. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.